USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A letter that Special Counsel Robert Mueller wrote to Attorney General Bill Barr, criticizing Barr for the way he summed up the 22-month Russia investigation. Reports are that the letter penned in March has Mueller complaining that Barr's four-page memo to Congress, quote, did not fully capture the context, nature, and substance of his team's work. He also says Barr's characterization caused public confusion about critical aspects of the investigation. Barr is to appear today before the Senate Judiciary Panel to answer questions about how he handled the Mueller report. Several tornadoes touching down in Missouri yesterday and last night with several homes damaged or destroyed, but luckily no one was killed or seriously injured. Several North Texas counties are picking up after severe weather there swept through the area last night. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
And Doug. Is that your pet, Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I wouldn't consider.
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Violence in the streets and some national tensions rising as dozens of people are injured in Caracas, Venezuela, after opposition leader Juan Guaido calls for a military uprising against President Nicolas Maduro. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
He got immediate support from the Trump administration. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Maduro was on a plane and ready to leave the country for Cuba, but he was talked out of it by Russia.
It has more restaurants than any other fast food chain in the U.S., with nearly 25,000, but Subway has closed twice as many restaurants than it previously announced. In its annual financial disclosure statement, it says 1,100 locations closed last year, double the forecast of 500. A SpaceX supply flight from Cape Canaveral to the space station is now being delayed. The problem is a power shortage at the space station. The flight's been rescheduled for tomorrow at the earliest. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Japan's Emperor Akihito has stepped down, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Emperor Akihito stepping down and becoming the first Japanese monarch to abdicate in over 200 years. He formally gave up the chrysanthemum throne in a ceremony and speech at the Imperial Palace in Tokyo on Tuesday. The 85-year-old Akihito receiving permission to abdicate after saying he wasn't able to fulfill his role because of advancing age and declining health. Crown Prince Naruhito will ascend as emperor in a Wednesday ceremony. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Lady Bears eat hamburgers at the White House. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
The Baylor Lady Bears paid a visit to President Trump at the White House Monday to commemorate last month's national championship.
Coach said with tears streaming down her face on national television, God is good. He has blessed these great kids. Nice, right, Mike? Very nice. That victory was the culmination of an incredible year. The Lady Bears had a stunning 37-1 season. Wow.
It's the first women's team to visit Trump's White House. The Lady Bears, who beat Notre Dame 82-81 earlier this month, were served fast food from Wendy's, McDonald's, and Burger King in the state dining room, the same spread that other sports teams were served during their visits to the Trump White House. The team gave Trump a signed basketball, a national championship hat, and a Baylor basketball jersey emblazoned with number one. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.